Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Creative Caravan Roadshow. This is your host, Suzanne Lawrence. Usually Wendy Dewar Hughes is my co-host, but today she's actually going to be my guest because she has a new book out, and we're going to be talking about her new book. It's really charming. It's called 100 Nights, A Dream Journal. So welcome, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Suzanne. It's kind of fun to be on the other side of the table today. I'm just great today, and I'm really excited to be able to talk about my new book.
Yeah. I always love, uncovering things we learn about our dreams, and your book is designed to help people record their dreams for 100 nights, right? So tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's basically just a journal to write down your dreams, and the book itself is all illustrated, so it's all my own artwork, cover, front and back, and inside, and I've put an illustration on every page because I like pretty things, and I'm an artist, and I'm kind of compelled to do that sometimes. And what I wanted to do with the book was to have something, because I'm a dreamer, and sometimes I write things on notes or have little pieces of this and that and scattered all over, and I thought, it's nice to have it in one place. So I created the book, and the book itself has each night has two pages. On one side, it's the date and the day of the week, because sometimes that might have a bearing, and just to place a space on the page to write down what your dream was about, what happened. And then there's on the opposite page, it has different just questions that prompt you to think about your dreams. And
you there?
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we just cut out there for a minute. I put questions into prompt, and they are such as, who were the significant people in the dream? And what were the meaningful symbols? Symbols is a very interesting one because sometimes things show up again and again, and it kind of makes you think that, there's a message there. What were the predominant emotions? What do you think the dream is telling me? And how does this dream relate to my waking life? So those are just prompts. You can fill them in if you want to, but the purpose is to just help you kind of think about what the dream means and what's going on kind of in your subconscious that might be coming out in your dreams.
Yeah. You know what I like about it, besides the cute illustrations and the questions, I like the fact that it's designed for 100 days, because I know for me, I've tried to keep a dream journal before, but when it wasn't just this 100-day thing, then I kind of neglected it, and I'd do it one day, and then I wouldn't do it a while, for a while longer. But the fact that you kind of outlined this for 100 days, it just sort of, I guess I'm OCD enough that I don't want to mess it up and not do 100 days straight. So I think I'd be more inclined to stick with it for that reason. And then I think once you've done 100 days like that, not just a few days or not just a week, then you will be able to sort of get some kind of meaning or underlying things that, your dreams may be saying about you, or maybe your subconscious is just, trying to figure out, or your mind's trying to figure out. So I really like that part, that it has 100 days like that. That's cool.
Yeah, and the great thing about that is it doesn't have to be 100 consecutive nights that you record your dreams either. You can do it, whatever days work, but there's space for doing it for 100 days. And I kind of like that format too, because it gives it sort of a start and a finish, so that you can have some space to look back over a period of time and be able to look at any patterns and things like that.
Yeah, and you know what? If you did do it for 100 consecutive days, I bet you'd have a real hard time not writing down your dreams after that. You'd just be so used to doing that, and you'd be kind of so anxious to see, okay, you know, what am I going to dream about tonight? What am I going to find out? Plus, I think it's also, I've tried recording my dreams, and you know how they tell you get up in the middle of the night, and if you find yourself dreaming and you wake up, write it down. And you know, sometimes that's hard, and I think one tip you might give people here is if you do get up in the middle of the night and write your dream down, get a flashlight that you have right by the bed to do it, because mm-hmm. I wrote my dreams down when I was awake, but just sort of awake, and then I couldn't see what I was writing, but I was writing in my book that I kept for the journal, and then when I tried to read it, I couldn't even read it. I'd written all over, you know, one sentence all over another one. It was just a big mess, and I thought, oh my gosh, was I even awake when I did this?
That's a really good idea. I actually have a pen that has a light in it, so I can see. And I've tried writing in the dark, too, and I find that I can't, because you can't see where your hand is going. I put two or three of the same letters because I, you know, and you know how it is in the nighttime.
Right.
You're a little befuddled sometimes as well. Another thing you can do is just get one of those little tiny flashlights. I got one for my husband for his Christmas mm-hmm. stocking. I bought it at the dollar store. It's a little tiny light with a clip on it, and you can just clip mm-hmm. that on, and you've got something right there to write with.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you get in the habit of it, then that's a really good thing to do. So what prompted you to create this book?
Well, it's an idea that I had kind of going around in my mind for quite some time. Like I mentioned, I'm a very vivid dreamer, and I've even had dreams happen afterwards, you know, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit later. But I'm one of those who, you know, thinks I get up in the morning and tell my husband my dreams at breakfast time, and I thought, you know, I really should start writing these down, but I need a place to do it, and I'd like something nice to write in and something where everything's in one place. And then one day I was looking around on the internet to see what was out there. Like, is anybody else creating a dream journal? Is there something in the market that I could just buy? And I found that there was so little. But I also found that there were lots of people looking for such a thing, and I thought, well, my goodness, other people are thinking the same as I am, that they want to be able to write down their dreams and in a dream journal, but there's not that much to choose from. So I thought, well, I'm an artist and I'm a book designer. Why don't I just create one? So I went ahead and did it, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's a really charming little book, and just sort of really wants you to keep it by your bedside at night and, you know, record in it. Just makes you want to do that. So why would someone want to record the dreams they have at night?
Well, there's different reasons. Sometimes when I've found it through my own experience that sometimes there's things going on in my life that I'm having trouble kind of processing, or just extremely busy during the day, but I know that there's something kind of in the back of my mind that I need to address, and you know, and I'm just not paying attention to it, and those kind of things can kind of wear you down. And one reason to do that is that your dreams sometimes have messages for you. Your unconscious mind is trying to get your attention, and if it can't do that during the daytime when you're awake and conscious, then those kind of things will come up in the nighttime sometimes in your dreams. And so to just let them pass and not really pay attention to them then is something that is kind of a mistake, I think, because it's important to your mental health and sometimes even your physical health to pay attention to what's going on in your subconscious, or I like to call it your heart. You know, your heart, you could say, is who you really are, and sometimes things are kind of going on in that area of your life or your spiritual life that you're not really paying attention to. So it's a really good idea to record things so that mm-hmm. you can kind of look at those parts of your life.
Yeah, and you know something I found too, I seem to dream a lot, but if I don't write it down, as the day goes on, I forget what my dream was. But if I've written it down either in the middle of the night when I've been having the dream and I've woken up, or just first thing in the morning, and maybe you find this to be true too, Wendy, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I just have snatches of a dream in my head, and then when I kind of think about it a little bit more, it starts coming back to me, and then I'm able to kind of piece together more of the dream. So if I've got the journal to put it in right then I can write it down and I don't forget it, because I have written down my dreams before, and it's really fun, I think, to go back and look at things you've dreamed before, and you just kind of find, wow, that was kind of a crazy dream. I wonder, you know, what that meant. And then you can kind of also, when you date them and even put the day of the week or what's going on or what, you know, too, you can kind of understand maybe why you had a specific dream at a, you know, a certain time.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think we tend to forget them. You might wake up and just in that sort of twilight of as you're waking up, you know, the things are really vivid. But once you're up and buzzing around and, you know, doing what you have to do in your day, sometimes you'll only remember little fragments. And, you know, a thought might pop into your head sometime in the afternoon. But if you don't, if you haven't recorded it, it's hard to sort of pull that information and those scenes sort of back out from your subconscious mind and be able to look at them. But if you do it as soon as you can, or even, you know, as the day goes on, if you think of more things, or if you look at the prompts and go, okay, well, why was that person in my dream, or what did that symbol mean? And for example, I had a couple of days ago, I woke up during the night, and then I went back to sleep and woke up again. And both times I remembered dreams of having something burning on the stove. And I thought, okay, that sounds like a message when, you know, the same image comes back. So I need to probably look at that. But if I don't write it down, I'll probably forget, and then I'll miss what the message is.
You know, one other thing I like about the prompts you've got, because I've never really thought about having a prompt. I've always just written down, you know, the day and what I dreamed that evening and then look at it later. But I've never had prompts like this. So I like the one, especially the one, what were the predominant emotions? Because I think that would be interesting to see. Like you said, you dreamed several nights in a row that something was burning in the kitchen. So that's sort of, I would think, a panicky emotion that you're having during that dream. You're thinking, oh my gosh, my house is going to burn down. So if you're having a predominant emotion in your dreams night after night after night, I would think that does mean something is going on in your life that needs some attention to it. Don't you?
Yeah, definitely does. I know I have a recurring dream from time to time. And actually, my husband always laughs about this one, because what I'll dream is I'll come home and my house is full of people and they're having a party without me, and the place is crammed with people and, you know, all this stuff going on and noise and confusion, and I'm having to kick them all out. And that always happens when I'm feeling overwhelmed with work. You know, if I'm really, really busy and there's too much going on in my life, too much going on in my social life. And, you know, so that kind of dream is my subconscious saying, hold on a minute here, you've got too much going on. And when I have that kind of dream, I go, okay, I need to back up and see what's important. And, you know, because sometimes you just get wrapped up in things, and before you know it, you go in at breakneck speed, and, you know, you can't sort of get off that speeding train.
Yeah, gosh. Also, one of the questions says, who are the significant people in the dream? And I would think that if you're having a dream night after night and it has the same person in it, then that sort of means maybe you've got an issue you need to resolve with that person, or you're worried about that person, or just thinking about that person, you know. So that would be kind of good, too, because you don't necessarily know what's going on in the daytime. You may not be thinking about that person during the daytime, or not think you are, but it's in your unconscious or subconscious mind. Now, it also has a thing here that says, what were the meaningful symbols? So give us an idea of what would be meaningful symbols in a dream.
Well, I've done some study on dream interpretation, because, like I said, I'm a real dreamer myself. And there are certain symbols that are kind of predictable, according to people who are experts at this. And I'm not, so don't you know, don't ask me to interpret your dream. But there are, mm-hmm. are some things that kind of show up. And one is if you've got a baby or you're having a baby. And that symbol is usually means that there's something new happening in your life or something about to happen, or you're pregnant with an idea or a project, or, you know, something is about to be born or has just been born. And, you know, that's one mm-hmm. of those kind of predictable symbols. So those kind of things you can kind of watch for and see, you know, if things keep showing up in your dreams. Another one is being shot at. There's, you know, or racing, you know, being chased. That's one that, mm-hmm. you know, dream interpreters will say that has a certain meaning. And again, the emotion around it is kind of interesting too, because you can be racing and being shot at, but not be afraid, and not, you know, it can be not a nightmare or not scary. Mm-hmm. But so it's important to look at that, not just at the symbol, because there's, you know, always different aspects to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, too, once you've written down all your dreams, say for that 100 nights, then it would be kind of fun to go get one of those other books that's about interpreting your dreams. And then you can look and see, gosh, did I have a certain symbol that keeps appearing? I know one of the common dreams they say people have many times is where you're going into class to take a test and you haven't studied and you panic for that. And I've had that dream. I mean, I haven't been in school in years, but I still have that dream sometimes. I forget what that supposedly means, but, you know, that would be fun to see what that means. Also, I think other common symbols are if you're flying in a dream, doesn't that mean certain things, I think? I don't know. Just there are certain ones that people seem to have a lot. So it's kind of interesting. But it's like if you don't take the time to write the things down in a journal, you don't really have the stuff there to interpret, because just one dream or so really doesn't give you the big overall picture of what's going on, you know, kind of in your life and in your head. But gosh, after 100 days, that should be kind of cool. So I can't wait to start. I've got mine orders coming soon, and I want to start writing in there. And I love the cute little pictures in there, too. That's really neat. So what would you say the purpose then of understanding your dreams is? Just so you have, what, a better waking life?
Yeah, I mean, we've covered this a little bit already, but sometimes, like I said, your subconscious is letting you know things that you're not consciously mm-hmm. aware of. And you basically, the overall purpose is better mental health and physical health. So if you can look at those things in your life and, you know, be able to just kind of figure out what's going on in the you know, your backstage, mm-hmm. so to speak, it gives you sort of a better whole picture of your life. And then, you know, another thing is that sometimes it releases tension. It releases mm-hmm. stress in your life if you can look at things and go, oh, my goodness, that is what's going on. Now I can address that. And so you kind of get over it. Like I had a dream last night about a zoo. And so I look up this morning, what does it mean when you have a dream about a zoo? And it said, well, you can dream that you're in a cage, and if the animals are getting out of the zoo, then it means you're not feeling very free. And, you know, I thought, okay. And it's important also to look at the interpretations that you might read for certain symbols and go, okay, what part of this actually applies to me? And then you can mm-hmm. understand them a little bit more as well. And I mean, that one does apply to me right now, because I feel like I need a vacation. Haven't had one for a long time. So, you know, and I don't have anything right on the horizon either, because I've been really busy with my business. So, you know, I probably am feeling a little bit caged and would like to get out mm-hmm. of the zoo.
Gosh, I wonder if you could sort of program your subconscious to dream about a great vacation. So you go to sleep and you'd actually be on the vacation. That could be kind of cool to do that.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I want to invite anyone listening today to the live show to call in. If you've got some experience writing down your dreams, you've done some dream journaling and, you know, would like to just share your experience, you can call in right now. Our number is 347-838-8925. 347-838-8925. I know most people listen to the replays of these shows, but it's always fun if we do have a caller sometime who can relate their own experience. So while we're waiting to see if we get any callers, Wendy, tell us, where can people get the book?
Well, I've just published it, and it's on Amazon.com, and it's only in paper form because you can't really write into an e-book. So if you just go to Amazon.com, do a search. Usually I find it's easiest to find things on Amazon if you search author name and title. So 100 Nights, A Dream Journal by Wendy Dewar Hughes is probably the best way to put it in there. And you can find it right there. And I actually, I just marked it down a little bit too, so for a limited time, just while I'm kind of launching it. So this is a good time to buy it because it's only $15.99, and it does have over 200 pages because each one of the 100 nights has 2 pages to write in to record your dreams.
Yeah, and if you take the time and record the 100 nights, you're going to have a nice little keepsake there. I think that would be fun to look back on later. I also want to mention, too, that we are going to be showcasing your book starting later next week and all through May at bestauthorinterviews.com. So we'll be putting this interview up on the website and then information about the book. We're going to have a trailer about the book so people can see a little bit more, and then also an unboxing the book video that you've made, Wendy. We're going to get that up there. So that'll be kind of fun to find out about it at bestauthorinterviews.com. And also at our Creative Caravan website, I think you should put stuff up about the book there. Didn't you write something about dream journaling for our A to Z challenge this month?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I don't know if we've mentioned this before. I don't think so, but Suzanne and I have been part of an A to Z, or what in Canada we would call A to Z blogging challenge. And we're from different countries, so we have fun with our differences in language. What we're doing is blogging every day in the month of April except for Sundays, and each day is the letter of the alphabet. So I think we're up to O today, but when we got to D, I believe, we did a blog about the dream journal. And the fun thing about our creativecaravanclub.com website is we've actually got several blogs going, and we decided we had so many things that we wanted to talk about that we separated them into different categories. So if you look at it, there's one for food, there's one for videos, there's one for writing, there's one for making things, one for doing things, and, you know, publishing, and there's lots of fun going on over there. So check in with that and have a look at the different blogs there, because, you know, I can't remember exactly where we put what topic, but A might be on eat, and B might be on make, and I think yesterday we did writing. We did a couple of writing blogs for M and N. So, you know, they're kind of all over the site, but there's lots of fun things on the site right there now, too, in our blogs. So have a look at that.
Yeah, yesterday we did something on naming your characters, and the day before that was on modeling and how you model your stories and things you're doing based on other work you read. You kind of pick up tips and tricks from other writers and stuff. So all kinds of cool things at that site, different posts under different categories. And the URL for that is creativecaravanclub.com. We should also mention to people, Wendy, that if they do go to caravanclub.com, they should sign up for our weekly newsletter, which is called Creative Capers, and the opt-in box where you sign up for that is right in the bright side of the page. And don't they get something, a free little gift there too, Wendy, when they sign up?
Yes, actually, this is really exciting for me because what you get is a free poster that I've created. It's my own artwork. It's original, and you can download it and print it. I've sized it so that it fits a printer page. You can actually print it. I'd recommend probably cardstock, a nice white cardstock, and you can print it out, and it's suitable for framing, and you can hang it in your office or your kitchen or living room, wherever you like. And it's called the Dream Believe poster, so it's surrounded by flowers, and it's got just really positive words, things that are really uplifting, and that was my purpose in creating it. I thought, I love pretty things, and lots of other people do, and just to keep positive things in front of your eyes. So this is one that's just our gift to you. You can download it, as I said, print it out, frame it, hang it up, and the only thing you can't do is sell it or share it, but it's yours free.
Yeah, that's cool. I just love that little poster. It's so pretty. I love all your artwork. That's what I love about the Dream Journal, too. It's just got such charming little pictures and stuff in there, which sort of, you know, makes me want to not just write down my dreams, but kind of make little doodles and stuff in the on the lines, too, you know, kind of make it more of a dream art journal kind of thing. So there's all kinds of stuff you can do with that Dream Journal. I think it's just a really cool idea. So, again, people can find out about the Dream Journal at Amazon. If you just type in Wendy Dewar Hughes at Amazon and the journal will come up. And like Wendy said, it is a paperback, not just an ebook, because, you know, you're really going to want to have this right on your bedside at night when you're asleep, and that little flashlight that we suggested, so that if you wake up in the middle of the night or when you do wake up in the morning, sometimes maybe you have to get up before daylight, you can put the little flashlight on, have a little pen right there with you, and start jotting down what you dreamed about. Then also just keep the book handy during the morning, because chances are once you really get into this and start recording your dreams throughout the morning while you're doing things, you're going to just start getting snatches of your dreams back into your head. And, you know, Wendy, I found that to be true. When I started recording what I dreamed, it was funny, but I started remembering more and more and more about each of my dreams every day. So
yeah,
I think that's
one of the things. Yeah, it does work like that. The more you kind of pay attention to it, the more real they become and the more you remember them. There was one thing I wanted to mention, and that was when I was considering whether to have lines or not lines, I actually asked my friends on Facebook whether they liked lines or unlined, because I like both. And maybe it's because I'm an artist, I kind of write all over the place anyway, but it was about almost 100% people wanted lines. So the book does have lines in it, so that you won't write all over the place in the middle of the night.
Right, yeah. And I would totally vote for lines for that reason. Even if I'm writing in the middle of the day, I tend to write uphill or downhill, you know, when I don't have lines. So I just like having lines. That's just easier for me to do it. And I would think it would certainly be easier if you're jotting down your dreams sort of, you know, in the middle of the night or early morning when you're not awake. So that's really cool. So again, the name of the book is 100 Nights, A Dream Journal by Wendy Dewar Hughes. You can find out about it at Amazon.com, also at creativecaravan.club.com. We'll have information about it. And soon it's going to be up there at bestauthorinterviews.com. So this has been really fun talking to you today, Wendy, about your book. Before I let you go, do we want to mention anything else about some of the other stuff we're doing? We've got all kinds of things in the works.
Yeah, I was just going to say most of our interviews have been with sweet romance authors, and we have the Sweet Romance Writers International website, which is sweetromancewriters.com, where we've posted those interviews plus a whole lot more, and we have a showcase available for Sweet Romance Writers. All the details are there. We will help you market your book in all kinds of ways with the showcase. There's some different levels of choices, and it's just a super way to get your name out. So if you're writing sweet romance, and you know, if you do, what that definition is, have a look over at Sweet Romance Writers, and you can sign up to be in the Readers Club. And just, we've got a whole lot of stuff that we're developing over there for Sweet Romance Writers.
Yeah, that's great. And soon we're going to be announcing the winners of our Sweet Summer Romance Writers Contest. So stay tuned for that, too. That will be in Creative Casers coming up fairly soon. So we're about out of time for today, Wendy. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for designing such a cute little journal that people can have such fun recreating their dreams. And I will talk to you again soon, okay? Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye for now.